and a nigga find out he got like white in him and
turn on do not disturb
Nigerian and all types of wild shit, and they give you a percentage of how much and all that shit. This nigga found our grandmother, sister, grandkids like that with that shit.
So why
in the UK?
So why would you be advising me not to do that?
Because I also heard that they use that for organ harvesting and shit. Like that's how they, you know, that's how they find motherfuckers that match certain people, blood type and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt that.
To know if they'd be compatible to, you know, for the rich motherfuckers to have you taken out or kidnapped.
I wouldn't doubt that.
To take your organs. That's probably what's going on with all the motherfuckers that's going missing. Organ, or black market organs and shit like that.
Definitely. That's definitely a fact.
Man, after I seen Hostel, that shit opened the door to the bad shit, man.
If I had to say it, Immobility and Supreme Clientele is two of my favorite Wu projects that don't get enough respect in the world.
You think it's a Wu project or is it a Raekwon project?
Well, when I say a Wu project, I mean like as far as a Wu-Tang member. I don't mean like a Wu-Tang Clan as an album, like Wu-Tang Forever.
Album wise, I can't even say he got the best album out of Wu.
Honestly, I would say because his first album is a certified hip hop classic, yeah. Built for Cuban Link, the Purple Tape.
I think Ghost Shit is always slept on.
He is. What you was about to say about Purple
Tape? I was saying I disagree with that, but as far as the classic, but to your point, I feel like Ghost is always was slept on. Method Man and Red Man always got
I just want to say, if we was in a room right now with a bunch of hip hop heads, they will all stand around and stomp you to death for saying that the Purple Tape is not a classic.
Man, listen.
You cannot say the Purple Tape is not a classic.
Well, for niggas, I'll tell you that.
I mean, that's because you're violent and you're vicious and you wouldn't let them beat on Bubba, but I'm just saying, like, that's sacrilege. Like, if you look at those One Guy Go posts.
It's like everything. Everything is relative to your opinion.
No, I'm not saying that about my opinion. I was just about to say. Well, if you look at those posts that I was making, One Gotta Go, right? And if you are in the groups where I'm sharing them, these motherfuckers is fucking crazy. Like, they're literally, like...
arguing over it.
Yeah, exactly. And even, especially, like, if you tell a nigga that Illmatic is not a classic, a nigga be willing to put a cigarette on your face, nigga. Like, I'm not talking about me personally. I'm just saying...
I know what you're saying, but I'm not saying that his shit ain't a classic.
But it's just...
I said that I think that Ghost shit... could be up there too, and then we slept on.
Bubba said the Purple Tape was not a classic.
Purple Tape is definitely a classic.
That's what I was saying. That's what I said. If, you cannot say the Purple Tape is not a classic. That's
your opinion.
Well, okay. It's like an overall consensus of hip hop heads that the Purple Tape is a classic.
But see, you got even motherfuckers that. But see, you gotta understand the motherfuckers that's not in your age bracket is not gonna feel the same.
Right.
You know
what?
I be having this argument all the time.
What defines a classic? That's why.
Because you got niggas that still don't listen. Like, they never really listen to Big, except the shit that come on, like, at parties and shit.
All right, so let me.
DJs still play type shit.
Let me explain my side, and I want y'all to rebuttal. So, boom. I'm 34 years old. I just turned 34 on my birthday. Shout out to me, right? I can tell you about Grand Poobah, De La Soul, Kool Moe Dee. I could tell you about the first battle raps that happened in the fucking park over with Busy B and KRS-One and all of those things because I love hip-hop and I went back and I educated myself on that. And that's where the disconnection and the problem is with this newer generation. This newer generation claim that they love something, but they don't educate themselves on it. Like, they don't educate themselves on nothing.
Hold on. Let me say something. Why you jump like that?
No, I didn't jump. I turned around to turn it down because the level was all
like
the way
you
up.
Jumped to me.
I mean, nah, I was just because I was consciously like, you want this? Like, that's it.
Even though that was that shit.
Yeah, I was like, so I just basically feel like the newer generation, they're not doing their due diligence to actually know what was before. That they're basing their judgment on what comes out now, and that's fine. But if it was impossible to go hear that shit, then okay, I would get it. But
why do they have to do their research?
I was about to say.
Okay, an example of that. When they had Rich Homie Quan on the VH1, supposed to be honoring Big, you don't know the lyrics. Maybe that's the reason why you should do your
research. Yeah,
that's
a specific, he should have did his research. Yeah.
But with this new music today, like, why do they care about the past?
It's not about caring about the past. It's just that you can't be a healthy part of an environment if you're not willing to educate yourself on what came before. It's about paying homage. It's about showing respect. It's about it's kind of like what J. Cole said in that Middle Child song. He studied them, which is why he's good.
So, question. Do you consider rap and hip-hop the same thing, or are they two different?
No, it's two different things. First of all, hip-hop is a culture. Hip-hop is something that you do. Hip-hop is a way that you live. Hip-hop has five different elements. Rap happens to be one of them. Hip-hop is rap, turntablism, graffiti, b-boy breakdancing, and our fashion, the way we dress. That all-encompassing, all of those things together is hip-hop. Not just a genre of music. The music is rap music.
Okay.
Now, there are several subgenres of rap music. You got conscious rap, you got club rap, you have backpack rap. There's a lot of different shit like that. But rap is hip-hop, but it's not. But hip-hop and rap are not the same thing, if that makes sense.
Okay, so ultimately, back to the point that we were trying to make, if rap is a part of the hip hop culture, why do these new kids have to go back and study what was before that?
It's the same reason why you go to school and they teach you about like Rosa Parks and what happened before.
What do they really teach you? in school. Because
what you should be learning is the way that hip hop has evolved, the way that a lot of niggas went broke and didn't make no money to enable y'all to make money.
That's the only thing that is about now, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my problem. You got shit like Cardi B, bro.
What's wrong with Cardi? I'm sorry. The reason that I don't have an issue with Cardi or other artists similar to Cardi is because there needs to be that. There needs to be that balance. Like that Polo G guy you like. She deserves to win a Grammy. She works hard. That Polo G guy you like, I'm not a fan of him, but there's a lot of people that are a fan of him. There's a market for him. He needs to exist so people can respect other people. We played him before in here. Like you can't respect the KRS without a Nelly.
The one from Bridgeport?
I guess.
It has to be a balance. You can't respect the KRS without a Nelly. There has to be a balance for everybody. Everybody ears ain't made the same. Everybody doesn't want to listen to the same thing. So to keep the culture thriving, to keep the culture, there has to be something for everybody that wishes to participate in the culture. Like, if you don't like KRS-One, good. Now you can go listen to Nelly, or you can listen to Jay-Z, or you can listen to Nas. You can listen to whatever you like. You don't have to listen to just one thing. That's what I'm saying, why you need to have the Polo G's and the Nellies, and everybody can't be the lyrical miracle.
It's even not even about the lyrical miracle. It's about, why am I going to put somebody front and center on Front Street and promote somebody who promote the type of shit she promote to these little girls?
Well, because she's not promoting it to little girls. That's first.
So little girls don't go to a concert.
But little girls don't have jobs, so little girls not buying those tickets. All right. So that's like somebody telling you, "Dope boy, I don't like what you spend your money on your kid for." That's one. Like if your kid comes to you and decides that they want to do something, if you feel like it's inappropriate for them to do, they're not going to do it, right?
Exactly.
So if those parents are buying those tickets to go to Cardi B concerts, because you got to be 18 years old to get in them, or have an adult with
that's
you.
At the end of the day, I happen to know for a fact that's like situations where you don't want your kids to do shit, but you let them do certain shit because, you know.
But that's still your responsibility. That's your fault. Cardi's.
I'm not saying
that's not
it
Cardi's
is.
Fault. There's a lot of rappers
I'm
that
not
come
saying
out
it is.
And they but say I'm not a role model.
But I don't think you understand. That's basically what I'm saying, though.
They're not
that's
role models.
That's my problem. They're not role models.
No, because you're the parent. You're supposed to raise your kids. Man, your kids can be influenced. Your kids go outside, they're going
to
be influenced.
Half the motherfuckers listening to her music don't even know who their parents is.
Well, again, that's not her fault.
That's not her fault.
That's not her fault. So? It's not like she's going in the studio and saying, "I'm making this for 12-year-old girls to go pop their pussy."
I'm not saying that either. What I'm saying is, this is not the person that I want to publicize and put in the forefront
because
for my daughter to look like, look up to if I had a daughter.
Because you're considering your integrity as an individual. You're not looking at the totality of business. Cardi is
I'm talking about people who put her in that position.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's because that's their business. They run a record company. Their job is to sign artists that make money and sell records. Cardi B makes money and sells records. That's what she does. So why? It would be dumb business to not put her out there.
Listen, bro.
Nah, she's highly overrated. And
I mean, some people say that she's overrated.
I barely understand what the bitch talking about.
I mean, what I like about Cardi B...
That's an issue, too. Her grammar is not fluent.
I like Cardi B because Cardi B represents something that is very familiar and reminiscent in a lot of regular bitches. There's a lot of bitches that I know that are just like Cardi.
Former strippers.
That's
that rat.
Former strippers are strippers. Personality.
Ratchet bitches. That's what it is. Ratchet bitches. Ratchet. Yeah. That's what I can't stand. That's why you'll never see me fucking with no bitch around the way. Cause I don't like ratchetness.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, I can't stand ratchet shit.
Well, we didn't plan on talking about any of this, but I will say this though. Cardi, there's a lot of overrated rappers and shit like that, but I'll be the first one to tell niggas, the music business is difficult. It's hard. Not only do you gotta make music, you gotta perform that music, you gotta work with the fans. It's a lot of shit that you gotta do to be on that screen.
I respect the hustle all the way through.
Right.
But that's what I just said ain't just about Cardi. It's about all of these niggas. And for people that I say I don't like too, in general, it take a lot to get your music accessible to the masses for people to even say that they don't fuck with you.
It takes a lot to get your shit jumping.
Jumping and getting to a level where people all across the world know your name and they actually have the ability to say this shit is trash, that shit, you deserve a certain level of respect just for making it that far. Some niggas got one song.
Like, what I'm saying is, I don't understand how people like buying into that shit. I don't understand it.
But that's just like, do you listen to country music?
Sometimes. It depends on the shit.
I know what you're getting at. Like,
so it's just like,
I don't buy that shit. Hell no. I would never buy a country music album. No fucking way. But if a song come on and I like the way it sounds, yeah, I listen to it.
And do you know?
I used to watch Nashville. It's a little show that come on TV. Or used to.
I like that show too. But do you know that there's girls out here that they can't stand intelligent conversation? They can't stand
books. I know.
So that's what
Hey, yo, for. A bitch stopped fucking with me because I told her she needed to read more. Real shit, I'm dead ass. She told me to stop, like, she didn't want to fuck with me because I kept telling her she needed to read more, like, because all she was talking about was dumb shit, like shit that, like, don't, like, I'm, like, I like intelligent like, conversation. Like,
I've been watching.
Oh my God, is the light on?
Yeah,
the light's on. High five. Well, I tell y'all, last week we ain't had no video because the red light wasn't on.
No, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. It would have been last week in regards to the pod, right? Because that video would have been uploaded.
No, we didn't record last week.
Oh, well, I don't know. See,
and it was Thanksgiving.
We had some holiday shit. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but we've been busy, and these niggas been going through some shit. So before we actually get through the pod, I'm going to let them get their shit off. This nigga beating people faces, and he going through dark alleyways.
Listen. I ain't beat nobody face, and I just had a situation where I had to show somebody that, you know, they can't fuck with me. And then, you know, I could have hurt niggas. That's what I'm going to say. I could have did niggas filthy, but I didn't. I showed, like, compassion and remorse and shit and mercy, and I let the nigga rock. I let the nigga go. Real shit, because that nigga was done after the first, like, 30 seconds, he was a wrap. He was already done. He was finished on the ground, bleeding. Anyway.
Would you like to tell the people what's been going on with you? Sir, Remy Martin wanted to delete his social media. He hates it here.
I do hate it here. I do hate social media. It's so stupid sometimes. I hate people.
Yeah,
I love partner, but I hate people and interacting with people and interacting with stupid people and just my mental health. It was just draining me. But I'm straight now. I'm good.
Yo, listen, all I know is these two and me, we've been going through this shit. Y'all motherfuckers is getting on my nerves. So can y'all perch some merch and buy black and like help us get out of this slump of whatever we going through? Doughboy don't want to fight no more. He wants to have a boat and a yacht and go fishing. Don't he look like the type of nigga to go fishing?
I don't want none of that. Don't let her tell you that bullshit. I don't want none of that.
Yeah, I was about to say, please don't put me in that.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind a little boat. Like,
he said a little boat. He want a little yachty.
You know what I mean?
He want a little yachty.
Not even a little yacht. Like, I just like being on the water, like on a simple boat. Like, you know what I mean? Nothing crazy.
He want a tugboat, one of those you gotta push it in the water and then jump in.
Nah.
I don't want a canoe in that wild shit.
Nah, I'm getting on a boat, it's on a cruise. That's
oh my God.
You know what's so crazy? If on some real shit, I want like a ranch like type shit.
I gotta
that's serious. Like I want everything.
I want a
little ranch like with like little animals and shit on my shit. I'm that
been,
serious.
Been hunting and shit.
Nah, not hunting and shit. I'm talking about like a little ranch, like motherfucking like a couple of motherfucking goats and chickens and shit like that. You know what I mean? Real shit.
Anyway, rest in peace, Juice WRLD, man. Do y'all listen to his music, man?
I've probably heard his music and don't even know it's him. And, you know, that's a lot.
I only know one song, and that's because he got Nick on it. But
I can say I don't know his music. I'm not familiar with his music or anything like that. But what happened to him was very, very sad.
What happened?
We're going to play a little clip for the people that may not be privy to what happened with Juice WRLD. I was fucked up, bro.
Like, it literally.
Morning TMZ is reporting rapper Juice WRLD is dead after suffering a seizure at Chicago's Midway Airport. The rapper, whose real name is Reverend Anthony Higgins, had just gotten off a flight from California this morning when he collapsed. TMZ says he was rushed to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Juice WRLD's most recent album, Death Race for Love, debuted at number one on the U.S. Billboard 200. He was just 21 years old.
That shit is hella fucking sad, bro.
What happened, though?
Everybody thinks it's because of lean. Because they say he got off a plane and he had a seizure and passed out and just died. They say he'd be popping pills and that lean. But I don't want to say that because I did not hear that.
You don't know.
Right. I don't want to say that, but they said there was blood coming out of his mouth when they found him. That's some wild shit, man. I don't understand niggas' fixation with popping pills like that, though.
Like, motherfuckers be popping pills. I don't understand niggas' fixation with still smoking dust. Like, that shit is wild to me.
I don't know how anybody ever wanted to get on that. Like, how did you, like, hardcore drugs in general, like, what made you go to that point where
I could answer that for you. I would tell you like this. I remember seeing niggas dusted and being like, damn, how the fuck niggas getting that fucked up like? And I'm like, yo, man, and I remember one day I just tried that shit. Real shit. And it ain't do nothing to me. And then I was like, oh, this shit ain't about nothing. Like, then I tried again. And that's when I found out, like, oh, this shit was one. Like, this shit crazy right here. Like, that shit was a whole nother ride. Like, real shit.
Yeah, I never did it in my life. Never smoked a love boat, nothing.
I used to do that shit. You see, but you know what's crazy? Old school love boat and shit was like, it's different. Versus what we call the love boat.
A love boat is like the red line piff with dust.
We did that shit quite often.
That's
Stanford
shit. At least
Jeffrey.
I know.
But that's what y'all call it. But that's called the Jeffrey.
A what?
That shit
crazy.
Jeffrey. Yeah, nah.
But anyway, my whole point is, like, you don't do that shit at the age we at now. Like, let that shit go. Like, it's crazy. I be seeing niggas still, like, zooted. Like moonwalking and shit. I'm like, yo, how the fuck niggas still doing that shit? Like, niggas been doing that shit since we was in high school. And niggas still going down.
Don't that shit permanently, like, fry your brain, don't they?
They say that shit, but I'm going to tell you.
Fluid, yo.
Like, I've never had no wild trip. Like, I had a wild trip, like, maybe once or twice, like. But, like, I never had no where I was doing some crazy shit, like, you know what I mean?
I also know niggas that have been smoking dust since I was, like, 13, and they like hella grown. They like damn near 40, and they still smoking.
That's just crazy.
And they got regular jobs and shit. They got kids. They regular ass niggas, but they be getting dusted.
That shit wild.
Like that's their high of choice. Yeah, that's their high of choice. They don't smoke regular.
I know. It was a time I used to get eat up like a motherfucker. Molly. I was fucking.
Yo,
with
I tried E a couple of times and I liked it. I was too fucking. Much, so I stopped.
I ain't no front. I was popping Molly's, E's, and I was smoking dust at one point. I was doing all that shit and smoking tree.
How many kids you made during that time?
Shit. Probably two.
I don't know. I was never able to come when I was on the pill.
What you mean, like sexually come?
Yeah, sexually come. Like, I was never able to come. Well, so Molly,
nah. But the E's, yeah.
How we say rest in peace to someone and we talking about
pills? Because he's a known pill popper. So we got into talking about pills.
Damn.
That's how that goes. That's it.
Yo, but I was dead ass. I was sad. I don't listen to his music. I don't really know of him. I was only sad because he's only 21 years old, and I couldn't imagine having to marry a 21-year-old kid.
You know what's also sad? Like, is the reaction you see from the nigga fans, like, you know what I'm saying? That's wild. No. Like that the nigga really touched people. Like yeah. That's what I do know
but
about
you,
the nigga.
But you'll also see some fuck shit, like, because y'all know I'm an admin in the group or whatever, so I'm going through and I'm approving and declining posts. And some nigga tries to post, oh, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, the nigga was a drug addict, of course you going to die. Like, some wild shit like that. I'm like, bro, like, wow. Damn.
Motherfuckers got no compassion. Nah. But then motherfuckers like feel free to do whatever the fuck they want to do online. Like that's what you always got to remember, man.
It's always fine until it's you that's being.
Exactly.
That's also true.
And like, who raised these niggas? Like, even if you don't like
it. It ain't about who raised niggas, Mo. Niggas feeling safe behind that fucking screen.
Nah, man. What I'm saying is, whether you like somebody or not, like, you don't say nothing like that about the dead. Trolling, not trolling. There's just certain things you don't do. That's why I'm like, yo, who raised these niggas? Because at least...
Who raised these niggas? A lot of the motherfuckers is younger than us, so motherfucker social media.
Right.
So them niggas is used to clout chasing online.
Right.
That shit sound crazy, yo.
It sound crazy, but that's what it is. Motherfuckers chasing clout.
Everybody looking for that next viral moment.
So, no, anybody trying to go viral.
Well, that shit wasn't happening on my watch. Not that's disrespectful as fuck. Especially when I'm sitting here and I'm talking to my shorty.
I don't never approve nothing. I'll let you do the approval.
Well, now I'm actually talking about in the Joe Biden group. But I'm sitting on the phone with my shorty. I will kick a nigga out of my group for trying to even post some shit like that in my group. Fuck out of here. But I'm talking to my shorty and she's telling me that her daughter likes this guy. And that her daughter may potentially be sad. So it's like things like that I think about. Like, there's people that are affected by certain people and certain things. It ain't always about my little tidbit, especially if I know it's petty and it's distasteful. Like, there's certain shit that you don't have to say. Is the red light on?
Yeah, so.
Nah, Bubba feel cute today, so he got a haircut. He all in the camera for y'all today, ladies and gentlemen. Look at Bubba.
I guess.
Go ahead, want to model for him one time, Bubba?
Not really, because I don't have any merch.
Why you don't want to model? You know you always like that. Yo, look at Bubba's face.
As long as we've been potting, who has ever done some shit like that?
Bubba, you want me to roll the video of you dancing? The little Kim?
Oh, but... That shit you just did, what the fuck was that, sis? I don't know what the fuck you got going on over there, but nah.
Do y'all got any closing comments about your boy Juice WRLD before we get up out of here? I do want to say rest in peace, all seriousness.
That's all I could say.
Yeah, rest in peace.
You guys didn't listen to his music?
Not really.
Yeah, me either, but I did check out this one song earlier called Lucid Dreams. That one wasn't bad. I kind of dig it.
I hated that song.
I mean,
so I do know it.
Player.
I hated that song.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad, but it got played out so much.
Oh, I like that shit. I like this shit.
I hated
this song. I actually am feeling this shit. Like,
it caught my attention
to
the Nas sample.
This shit is hard.
That Nas sample. Fake thug, no love. You get that slide.
I'm talking about what you're saying if you listen.
Yeah, I like the whole song.
That shit hard. Like,
this is a good song. I like this song. It's not too auto-tune-y. And, and most importantly,
I still see your shadows in my room.
He don't got no tattoos on his face.
I wish they would stop pushing her.
It's not even, I don't care about them pushing her. I care about, I don't even care either way, to be honest. Let's just get that on the table. But what I'm going to say is stop doing this shit, bitch, because it's not sexy. It's not sexy. It's not sexy. Like, I don't know, fuck. Who telling her that shit sexy? They lying to you, ma. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag Lizzo and everything so she see this shit. Like,
hashtag Lizzo.
Real shit.
Yo, hashtag Lizzo, put your rose away. Hashtag Lizzo, that looks disgusting.
Hashtag Lizzo, you're wild.
Hashtag,
like, for real.
Hashtag Lizzo, please stop it. Help us.
Whoever next to her and let her do that shit and tell her, like, yeah, do this shit, you ain't shit.
A manager ain't shit.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Who's taking those pictures? Her tripod ain't shit.
Because at the end of the day, in about 20 years, she gonna be highly upset she ever did that shit. See, that's the problem about doing shit in the now, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You always gonna regret it later.
Yo, but y'all seen the new ones that just came out last night that we posted on our page?
I just saw them.
You hear what I'm saying? Like, you're not even sexy.
You're not
even sexy.
Yo, and that's
you
the
sexy,
thing.
Like, if you a sexy bitch,
and that's the thing.
Yo,
like, there's a lot of big girls that are sexy as fuck that I've seen. Like, even in my day to day. But Lizzo, you.
Nah, I'm going to say like this. I used to have in my bio on motherfucking Facebook, BBW Slayer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I like the big joints. I ain't even understand. Like, I like a little big and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, when you a cute joint with curves and all that shit, all right. But when you just sloppy,
yeah.
Come on, stop that shit, man.
She unproportionate.
What? Wait, what?
Her body is unproportionate.
I'm not sure that's a word.
No, it's a word. I'm just looking at this one, and it's like, what is that lump on the back of her thigh, bro?
Cellulite. fucking cramp, because she ain't never stretched a day in her life.
Yo, her face not bad, bruh.
Yeah, she's not cute.
But she ain't got no shape.
I don't feel like
you just roped up, like, you know what I mean? Like, where the shape at? Like, put it down. Is the picture cut off there? Like, she ain't even got no bunions, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? She ain't even got no buns.
Yeah, Lizzo, I don't know, she looked real saggy to me.
Exactly. I'm not feeling that shit.
No. So you want her to stop? But you know,
because I think it's. I know there's a whole creed of people that like that.
Not even that. I wasn't even gonna say that. I was gonna say there are women in the world that actually, what's the word I want to say? Encourage her to do this.
Yeah.
Because it's like women empowerment, all of that. And it's
power
all brave.
Power to you, but no.
Power to you, Black Queen, Nubian Princess, do whatever you want to do. But I'm going to tell you, if you trying to bag niggas, that's not the way.
All right, so what about the other side of it where they're like, okay, what about Nicki Minaj and Cardi B and all of these other women that do the same exact thing?
That's fake.
Right.
But they fake that they got surgery to look the way they look.
But
like, that's what a lot of... See, that's what's crazy. All these bitches that bitches compare themselves to and want to be like and got image issues because of had surgery. They had their body sculpted by doctors.
No, but what I'm saying is saying...
Miami is getting hella bread off of these bitches.
Just like they get on Instagram and they be butt-ass naked. No, everybody's liking it. Nobody's telling them to put their clothes on.
Because they shit not looking crazy.
But that's where the debate is. Why
that's
is it okay?
Debate with who?
There's
what,
a lot of people
debate?
That say, because, all right, so I post a picture of Lizzo, right?
Uh-huh.
There'll be people that get in the comments that's like, oh, that's disgusting. Put that shit away, right? Then there'll be other people that get in the comments and they're like, yo, shout out to her. She feeling her body. She feeling herself. She
that's
wanna get
great.
Up there
yeah, yeah,
and she
I
wanna post
that.
It.
That's great if that's how you choose to view it.
Right.
That's great.
Honestly.
But that's all perspective. It's based how you looking at that shit. Cause I know when I see that shit, I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch doing?
And nobody look checking for this.
Like, yo, when you posted that shit with the honey buns and shit, I was like, yo, this shit had to be crying. Because at the end of the day, I'm like, yo, this bitch really looked like a cinnamon bun or some shit up there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She said she's a snack. She was looking like one. But trying to anyway.
But that shit was wild.
Niggas, ladies and gentlemen, you're not rocking with the best. That DJ Exclusive and Dickhead and Dickhead 2.
Yo, we didn't even like introduce the episode at all.
Yo, for real, like facts.
What is that?
Facts.
How long have we been? 35 minutes. 36 minutes. And we still ain't even
facts. They talk about I came in here hot. These niggas came in. Everybody came ready to hot. This is you're now rocking with the Nothing Podcast. It's your girl DJ Exclusive. That's Dickhead number one, aka. And that's I be fucking, but I don't really be fucking at the same time.
Damn,
and when I say I don't be fucking at the same time, that means like exactly. See, he gets it.
I got it.
Yeah, he don't be doing none of that shit that you be saying he be doing. Mm-mm. But this one right here, if they said he did that shit, he did that shit.
That's not true. Motherfuckers done lied on me.
I've got lied on a couple times too. And I don't understand the point of that. Like,
what, lying on you?
Yeah, lying on my dick. Like, what do you gain from that? Because you still ain't get it. Or I don't know if that was
when they get out is fucking up your situation you got going. Yeah. Which they trying to do, trying to put you in a position where you only got dope. Yeah, bitch is crazy.
Yeah. Well, this part of the show is for Bubba. Ladies and gentlemen.
Why is it for me?
Because Bubba's a barb.
You keep saying that, yo.
And today is his queen's birthday.
You keep saying that.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, yo. Look like I'm going fourth one.
Hey. Go ahead and celebrate, Bubba. Don't try to
see, hold me. Honestly, I wouldn't ever pick this off. Birthday, Nick.
Hey, yo, what's good? This shit boy, Sir Remy Martin, and it might not mean nothing to you, but it means everything to me that you're tuning into the Nothing Podcast.
So,
that's what you're talking about? Oh,
I gotta do that one, though, but I don't like that one.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta do that one, but I don't like that. Fuck the bitch. Bitch gets lit, I'ma cut the bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Sucks and thick. If the bitch gets lit, I'll cut the bitch. How long are we gonna talk about her?
Yo, she got weird though. I ain't gonna shit. Real weird.
Yo, I hate these niggas. It's her fucking birthday. Y'all never. Right,
we say happy birthday. We gonna move along.
You know what?
But I did.
Why is that relevant? That is her birthday.
Cause she's 37. She made it.
Isn't she 37?
Yes.
This bitch old.
Yeah, she ordered it.
It's another Juice WRLD joint.
I know. It's little.
She do got a song with Juice WRLD though. It's featuring.
You see, Nikki, I hope you hear this and you can understand though. I tried to give you flowers. I tried to give you props for your legacy.
I gave her flowers.
And I tried to tell everybody that it was your birthday and they should go stream your shit and give you props. But they hate
go stream Nikki.
It's not relevant to me.
But with it being Nikki's birthday, I have noticed that she took a hiatus from social media.
Yeah. I've noticed too. Cause she was looking crazy out here in these streets. Like, for real.
What? Yeah, with that nigga?
Not only her husband or whatever he is, but she just been going on these rants and she been in her feelings.
Yeah,
and
doing way too much.
She been in her Birkin, her Fendi, and her Prada. All of them bags. Like, for real. Like, it's annoying too.
The Fendi Prince on.
I've been on King Kong. Yo, she's trash. How are you a Barb all these years, Bubba? Let's just be real. How were you a Barb all these years?
First of all, stop calling me a Barb. Like, I'm not a Barb. I do like her music, though. I did. I
go
like
back and listen to episode 6, Dungeon Dragon, and tell me Bubba not a Barb.
I gave her respect, and she got, like, her old shit is always better. It was always better than her newer shit. I've always said that. That's when I was a fan, like, growing up, like, her old shit.
But
she
really I don't believe you. You like Nicki Minaj.
I like Nicki Minaj. I'm not disputing that.
So you're just saying you're not a Barb.
I thought Nicki was better back in the day.
Yeah, nobody thinks
actually
that.
Actually trying to spit.
Well, you actually not... buy concert tickets.
Depending on the price, I would.
That's Barbie behavior.
How?
Because I'm not buying no concert tickets and all of that shit that you said, I believe.
Why? Because I bought tickets to Meek Mill's. Like, I buy concert tickets.
So you're
like,
a million or whatever his fan club called.
No, I am a person, a consumer that will purchase tickets.
Oh, so you are a consumer of music. I'm just fucking with you.
This is a reality TV moment where I just throw a glass in your mouth.
Anyways, nigga. You like Remy Ma, the rapper, y'all?
Certain tracks.
Like what? Name one.
All the Way Up joint.
Oh, man. That he said he went to All the Way Up.
Yeah, man. I don't remember Remy shit like that. My bad. I'm doing a lot of drugs.
But at least you're honest about your inability to be honest about your opinion of her. I will say this though. Remy. I like old Remy. I like some of her new shit. I will never say that Remy is whack. I love her and Pat Poose together. I like how they made being in love cool. I love a lot of the things that she does, but I do have to finally admit that I think her running music might be over. And from watching the trailers of Love & Hip Hop, it looks like she's acknowledging that herself a little bit. I think that Remy just missed her time. Her time, she was in jail.
Yeah.
And it's just hard for her to compete in this.
Do you think she honestly had a real running at it, even if she didn't go to jail?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because she was
that bitch.
With the bars. Like,
and she was that bitch.
I remember that. I remember she was
but
nice.
And her little bit of time.
No, honestly, she was that bitch. And her
but
album.
But she ain't do a little bit of time. She did like three joints.
She did 7 years.
She did some time.
But a little bit of time that she was popping.
No, what I'm trying to tell you, she was that bitch.
When she was out, she was that bitch. I'm going to keep it a fuck. Moe lying. When she was...
I'm not disputing that, but I'm just saying, like, do you really think, like, I
think she would have had a better run.
Yeah, she would have definitely been able to...
But what I think affected her is, like, I don't know if motherfuckers be noticing, like, but in the game, like, the lighter you is, the more popping you have the ability to be.
That colorism shit.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like, it's fucked up. But I think that's what Remy was a victim of. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like Remy, like, bad looking and shit, though. I think I think Remy never was really popping like that because she was dark skinned.
And when Pun died, that hurt too, because Pun was like her gatekeeper. Pun was the one that found
but
her.
But at the end of that, I think it really had something to do with it.
It was a lot of that. It was a lot of the colorism shit. I wouldn't doubt it, because especially if you look at that era, you have like Christina Milian,
yep.
All of them light skinned.
Caramel bitches.
Yeah, and Destiny's Child. There still isn't really a dark skinned person.
And if you pay attention to Destiny's Child, what they did was they tried to weave the darkness out of that shit.
Yeah.
That's what they really tried to do. The bitches got lighter when they changed the two girls. Real shit.
Yeah. Somebody asked me earlier, do I feel like Remy gets enough press? Do the media sites, like, cover her and the blogs talk about her as much as they...
Because she's not relevant now. At the end of the day, if social media and shit like that was popping, just think about that shit. Like, think about... Like, even for yourself, like, And I mean, think about social media was popping like that for us when we was back in high school and shit coming up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It would have been, like, the opportunities and potential for shit are endless, like. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what they got right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Remy didn't have that. Remy didn't have that social media shit when she was popping. If she had, when you got social media along with being popping, like, that shit, but like, full steam ahead.
One
like,
of the points that
that's
I
what
made,
happened with Cardi.
One of the points that I had made when the girl had asked me to discuss this, I had said, I think that you're not looking for Remy in the right places. Because we might not be seeing Remy all over the Shade Room talking about, oh, she got a new album, this, that, and the third. But Remy sits on the couch with Joe Button, studying the culture every week.
Right.
Yeah, but
and
that's
that gets
different.
No, it's not, because it comes on national TV. It comes
what
on
I'm
YouTube.
Is
nah, what I'm trying to say, no.
From the music,
no, what
the
I'm trying to no, she was
music.
Talking in overall. People do people talk about her. And there's several her
but
I
Remy
believe
is,
when they
I,
ask
but
me,
I feel like Remy is gonna always be talked about because she is a female.
And like, and they only cover I think what they were trying to get at when they asked me to consider this was the fact that they don't talk about Remy on State of the Culture, how she's bodying that. They don't talk about all her clothing line. They don't talk about her store that she has. They don't talk about all of the things that she got going on, but they'll talk about how she's going back and forth to court.
You talking about they, who you talking about?
When I say who asked me?
No, well, when you talking about they, who?
Like the blog sites.
Oh,
the blog sites.
You saying they only cover the negativity.
Yeah, they only cover the negative things about her, or they don't talk about her at all, but there's a whole bunch of things that can be talked about. So that's a little...
I kind of disagree, because at the same time, we only getting what you give us. So, and based, like, some of the pictures that Remy posts, that's basically, like, they every the blog sites...
What you mean? Do you mean you only get, like...
Like, so, if, like... Basically, people live on social media. So if we're not seeing it on social media,
that's why I just said you're not looking in the right places. She's on State of the
Culture.
Yeah,
but see, that's what I'm saying.
That's the initial point.
See,
like,
I think that's what he's saying. Like, with social media shit, it's just supposed to be easily accessible.
Well, that's what the point of the fan page owner talking about. It is. You go to Revolt, you're going to see her. You go on Joe Button page, you're going to see her. You go to these groups where they're talking about State of the Culture,
yeah,
you're going to see her. You're
going to
see her on
shit.
Love & Hip Hop.
See, that's different. Like, when Love & Hip Hop popping, that's when she'll be popping, right? You understand? Like, when that's something that people hashtagging and talking about,
and
that
y'all
she'll
keep
be
on,
popping.
Y'all keep on giving me the justification for why what it is, but you missing what I'm saying. There's really no reason for that. There's plenty of things.
Because nobody looking for her.
Right.
But it goes back to what you was just saying. Why do people put Cardi B up there?
Because
if it's all negative shit. There
because
ain't no,
that's what media want to push.
Right.
Okay, so let's try to figure out why that is.
Because they want to, that's what it is. It is, it's a big thing with the color and the hair and all that shit. It's, I'm telling you, that shit real.
I just personally believe that we as a people are responsible
and Beyonce
for what's
contract,
popular.
She couldn't get too dark. I heard in one of her contracts, it was she couldn't get tan like that.
I just personally believe we as a people,
like,
the
think
fans,
about
and our bubble
means,
calling himself
like,
a consumer, we are responsible for what's hot and what's not. The shit that we buy into is popular. The shit that we don't buy into is not. So when we're buying into a certain
thing, but if I'm not even interested in it either way, what does it matter? Like,
why?
You said if you're not
interested. If I'm not interested in it either way, what does it matter? Like, at the end of the day, you know why I like doing this shit? Because it's like, I can come in with an unbiased opinion about everything you bring up because I don't follow this shit the way you do.
I personally feel like everybody in this generation, what I feel so sorry for my godson and all the little kids, they lack choice. When I was coming up with hip-hop, I had a choice between conscious rap, if I wanted to listen to Arrested Development, Onyx.
Because everything
or,
the same
hold on,
now.
Let me finish. You got a choice. So that's where my beef is with them not giving everyone a fair choice. You got rappers like, not even just Remy, you got Tierra Whack. There's a lot of female rappers. So it's not even just about the colorism thing. It's about
choice. It's about being marketable. It's about when the motherfucking crackers look at them, it's like, damn, we gonna make some money with you? And if we're not, and we'll do a little test run. If that test run don't work, because Remy had a little test run.
And it
didn't work.
It
didn't work, though.
Who did it
didn't work for them. It worked for her.
No,
how when you independent and you own your own shit? You know, you ain't honestly, nobody with you.
Honestly, I do feel like so, Nicki kind of stopped that bag for Remy. Like when she
I agree.
Because
I feel
that
like,
run that you're talking about said, when she, because she was coming hard and she was looking good, like showing her
you
body.
You can't
up
say
and,
that she it didn't work when like, she ended was, Nicki whole career. You can't say it didn't work when she ended Nicki whole shit. Got Nicki going crazy, popping pills on Queen Radio, sounding fucking stupid ever since Sheether came out. She ain't never recovered from Sheether. Queen was garbage. Some people like it, but overall consensus, the album was garbage. You cannot say that that her little run didn't work when she came out, ran all over Nicki, and got her the fuck out of here.
That's Remy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Remy was hard. Remy was different.
I keep on telling people, like, people... Everything that Remy
could have been something.
Everything that Remy ever said, exactly. It was her bid. And not only was it her bid, her label that she was signed to at the time, they was going through some financial issues. And when her album came out, they undershipped that shit because they was afraid to spend the money to mass produce a whole bunch of copies of the album and it didn't sell. They basically didn't believe that her first album was going to do what it did. So, her first album could have sold way more if they actually made more copies of it. And that's one of the things. There, all through her career, there's been things stunting her growth. First, Pun dies. Then you going through your beef with Fat Joe, which was a real big issue for her because at that time, Fat Joe was the holder of the bag.
It's them crackers. I keep trying to tell you. That's what you don't understand.
I believe you on that because Fat Joe... When you listen to Fat Joe's interviews, he'll tell you, like, in some cases it wasn't up to him. You know, he going to
it's
the record
to
companies.
Them. It's
and
up to them.
You know what I'm saying?
So, brand. It's up to the motherfuckers who making the decisions.
Right.
That's what it is at the end of the day. And when it comes to the motherfuckers that's making the decisions on what's going to be popping and what's not going to be popping, colorism comes into play. I don't give a fuck if you
want to
acknowledge it or not.
Now,
that's
what
I'm telling you.
I want
telling
to,
you right now.
But I don't,
that's
I don't
why
want to blame
not,
that just
that's,
100%.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
you see,
that's what
but
I'm
that's how simple it is, Mo.
No, the reason why I don't want
tell
to blame
you.
It 100% is because there's a lot of black, crunchy-ass motherfucking niggas out here making that money. Kodak
Ooh.
Black.
That's a different. He's
no,
making
it's
money
not,
because
bro.
Niggas is idiots, and that's a whole culture
yeah.
and a following.
What
got.
I'm trying to say is, we the consumers, we buy into what is popular.
We the consumers
we,
do like you
if,
just said it. You like your godson. Them the motherfuckers. That's the consumers right now. That's what you not understand.
So now you gave me another reason behind besides colorism. Now you gave me colorism and the fact that, okay, the target demographic for music just doesn't resonate with Remy's music. So that affects her selling music, which will stop
Definitely.
Her from being pushed more.
Definitely.
That's a better reason than saying colorism, because that's not always true. Colorism is very true in a lot of things, but I don't believe it's as prevalent.
I think if you give Remy the same type of push and the same type of beats, with the same type of concepts as Cardi, Remy would be popping.
I mean,
you but
you
say know
that,
what Remy is not gonna do? Remy not gonna have
that's
that
not
kind
true.
Of sex
I,
appeal.
That's not true because she came out with the Chris Brown single, definitely naked in the video.
Who?
Remy.
What video? What
the Chris Brown shit? She
what,
got a.
What?
Oh, hold on.
See,
and really she got a song called "Money Showers" with Fat Joe. Where she did reenact the whole scene from Players Club, dressed up like a stripper and everything. She definitely tried that.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I
wouldn't have been interested.
When Remy came home, me personally, as a fan of her music, I felt like she fell off. I felt
she
like
did
that.
A little bit.
A little bit.
And I think a lot of it had to do with she couldn't smoke. When you usually get in your bop, when you smoking and drinking and you can't
that
do that.
That might be true.
It do affect the way you write. I'm not saying that you can't write when you just sober, but she went from a different vibe. What you see?
Looking like cinnamon. I'm running shit right now. I think I pulled a ligament. Fashion killer.
That's not Rippy though.
But that's what I'm saying when you say they didn't give her that. Those beats, they gave her Chris Brown. They gave her a pretty brown eyes sample. They gave her a big budget video. They gave her the pretty brown eyes challenge all over social media. They definitely tried to position Remy in a mainstream position. They didn't ignore her. They did not just like shit on her. We the consumers did not buy into it. And that's where the question is, like, everybody be so quick to call Cardi so garbage. Everybody be so quick to call Nicki Minaj so garbage. Then you have alternatives. So what the fuck do y'all niggas want? Because y'all buying into Nicki Minaj.
Who?
Y'all buy, maybe not you and me in this room, but obviously.
Yeah. Right. Because you gotta understand, like that's what's popping. That's what motherfuckers is looking to. It's that image. Remy don't have that same image. She never will. Remy got the image where she smacked a bitch with a burner for stealing money from her. You understand? That's the image Remy got.
Oh, shit. My bad.
No, you good. That's the image Remy got. You understand? If that's the image Remy got, and then these bitches got that...
But see, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? They rapping Remy bars, but they sexualizing them shits.
Right.
Because Remy was the first chick out here talking about kidnapping niggas, turning their whole pack into a party pack. Her and her niggas getting, her and her bitches taking niggas and fucking them, spending up all their money. Remy was the first one to be out there on that break a nigga shit that Megan Thee Stallion's on, that Nicki's on. Those was Remy bars back in 2001, bro. And that's a fact. Because I could play some of it. So, I honestly just really feel like it's a mixture of what you said about the colorism. And it's just the fact that Remy was gone for so long. People came in and it was like, get that old bitch the fuck out of here. Like, that's pretty much what it came down to. And it's unfair. That's my argument. It's unfair because it's not
life. It's because reality. She's dope. It's shit that happens. It's a lot of dope motherfuckers that you never even heard before. That's the reality of it. Hey, yo, you know what's crazy? Like, I remember hearing a few certain niggas and saying, them niggas gonna pop. That nigga gonna pop. I remember hearing A Boogie when you wasn't supposed to be hearing A Boogie.
Right.
Because I got a lot of people on Snap from the city and shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was hearing A Boogie shit. Like, who the fuck is that nigga?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yo, that shit hard. Who the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? I wasn't never hearing no name until some bitch hashtagged the nigga.
Yeah.
And then I looked for the nigga, and I was like, yo, this nigga hard. Same shit with PNB Rock. I heard some Cosmic Cat freestyle and
but
shit.
But you know what the difference between what you're saying and, like, I think people, Remy fans' argument is? Remy got an opportunity that they didn't have at that point in time. They didn't have, like, Love and Hip Hop. They wasn't right. Sitting on Revolt TV. They didn't right. have. And so the whole world knows about her. They're just choosing to do
but
something
everybody
else.
Everybody don't watch Revolt. It's just a certain culture that watch Revolt. It's a certain following that
well,
watch
that,
Revolt.
That's why I said if you're a Joe Budden fan, you're more privy to what's going on with Remy.
Yeah, but a
than
lot of
your
people
are
as popular as Joe Budden is with the podcast shit and period, like overall popularity. As popular as he is. It's a lot of motherfuckers that don't fuck with Joe Budden.
Right.
Because they're stupid. But we about to give Remy her flowers.
Why they be stupid?
Because Joe is the guru, bro.
Oh, my. Why, man?
I keep on telling
you. You put niggas
that
to
nigga
a high
a weirdo, and that nigga said a bunch of weird shit, too. Like, he got a bunch of real opinionated opinions.
They be thought out.
Yeah, they
him.
All thought out, I'm sure.
Some of them.
See, Remy, I'm a hot bitch. And my bad boys
I'm this friend.
And I told you
I'll buy an album. You'll buy an album.
I don't want like when females rap like this. Like I wanna hear something like I always like Missy.
Why?
Because Missy would bar you down, but she was a MC, like, right. Can she know what I mean?
Name one song where Missy was barring something down, please.
Okay.
Because it doesn't exist. All Missy is flow and delivery. Missy
that's
doesn't...
what bars are.
No. No.
Nah, I disagree.
No.
With bars.
No.
Yo, listen, bars is anything that you're going to remember. Anything that's going to...
That
sounds a quote. Exactly.
No. Nigga. Bars...
Missy got a lot of quotables?
No.
I can't tell you something, but if you play...
Because this shit don't have none.
If you play some Missy shit, I guarantee you it's some shit you're going to know.
Missy's most famous quotable is when I how.
I don't know.
I'm never going to say Missy is trash because she's not.
She's not, but...
But Missy is not a, like, yo, bar for bar. She could... Nah, hell the fuck, no.
I think she is.
Please.
Nah,
The brat will chew Missy the fuck up.
Okay, but the brat.
Now,
okay.
Now, Missy, what Missy's good at is
why she wasn't popping like that.
She was. She had her time. She was the first female to ever go platinum. Can't nobody ever take that from her.
Who?
The brat. She was the first. Yes. Her first album, Funkdafy, went platinum. And that's why So So Def is what it is, because that album gave Jermaine Dupri the bag. And then from there, she was writing all the crisscross shit with Jermaine Dupri. Can't nobody ever take her legacy. It's solidified. Now, when it comes to Missy, Missy is a great songwriter. Missy done wrote some shit. Missy done produced some shit. But when it comes to her rapping, nah.
I used to like listening to Missy shit.
I like listening to it too. Her first album is a classic, but it's not a lyrical. Like, nah. If I wanted to hear bars, the first thing that's not coming to my mind is not Missy.
Who?
Bahamadia, my favorite female rapper, is going to always be the first one. Then it's going to be Rhapsody. Then it's Rhapsody.
She's dope.
Then it might be, after that, might be like Tierra Whack. But I could name of a whole line of people before.
You know what's crazy? I don't listen to females rapping. I can't relate.
And that'd be another problem that stopped people, females, from getting on. That's another reason why they sexualize themselves. They sexualize themselves because that's what they got to do for a nigga to pay them some attention. A nigga won't pay them no attention just because they rapping.
So what the fuck they going to do when a nigga don't pay them no attention when they sexualize themselves?
But y'all do.
Who?
Well, I'm not saying you personally, but that's what works. That's why, overall, that's what women do.
There's a lot more people like me out there, like that just don't sign up for bullshit.
There's a small percentage of people like you, because there's actually a whole group of people that will say, I don't give a fuck what that bitch is saying. I'm about to watch her video on mute because she's sexy as fuck.
Yeah,
I'm about to go to this concert because she looked good.
That's like,
honestly,
I feel sorry for motherfuckers like that.
Why? And if you want to look, that's like buying a Playboy magazine.
I feel sorry. I mean, I feel sorry for you if you can't go without lusting like that. I feel sorry for you.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. Like, Lil' Kim used to say in her interviews that I used to take those pictures because I wanted niggas in jail to have something to beat off to.
Wow.
Like,
she
made that shit known. Like, that's even on her albums. Like, the little skits and shit.
That's real wild. Like
she's like, yo, all my real niggas, they locked up. I know what it's like behind that wall. I'm going to give them something to look at. And you know what? On some real nigga shit, I respect that, because I know a lot of niggas that's behind the wall. And pictures be everything to a lot of niggas in jail. Niggas be selling pictures and stealing pictures and shit. Shit be getting real for some pictures.
I know.
They have the capabilities to get real.
Yeah, so like,
Yo, my nigga, you touch my shit sometimes? Yo, my nigga, did you touch my fucking shit?
Yo, that's my baby mom, yo. That's my baby mom.
My first ticket was because a CO said some wild shit about my baby mom's picture.
What they say?
It's not what he said, it's how he said it, and what he was insinuating when he said what he said. But he said, yeah, that's your family? I was like, yeah. He was like, nice looking family. He was like, I hope nobody fucking your girl and playing daddy to your kids while you in here.
Yo,
and I lost my fucking mind.
I would have lost my mind.
Oh shit, Doughboy's about to take a live call on the pod.
No, I'm not.
Who is it? No, he's not. That's his mommy. Yo, so y'all know, I know y'all told me that y'all don't watch Love and Hip Hop, but did y'all see the trailer though?
Nah.
That shit looks way lit.
I'm out of tune with everything. Like, I'm out of tune with that shit.
You seen the trailer?
I seen the trailer.
Yo, that shit looks way lit, right?
It does.
Right here.
I want to see Chrissy back. I actually like Chrissy.
Me too.
On the show.
All right, so go ahead and school Doughboy. Give him the background, because I'm pretty sure he will be interested. You like Jim Jones, right? You don't like Jim Jones? Oh, well. Jim Jones is on there. I like Jim Jones.
I'm going to tell you something. Y'all come after me, you come after me. But, I feel like niggas is fraudulent, man.
What, Jim? You think
I feel like a nigga like Jim, like, it's the niggas that Jim around that you gotta worry about, not Jim.
Yeah.
I don't think Jim is really that type of nigga. I think he tried to give that persona. Like, it's something about being around niggas that really do shit.
Right. Right.
Where you could, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. Yeah,
like, me. Like, that's I've been around too. A lot of niggas.
That's you? You
yeah, that's me. No, that's kind of like me rapping about that shit. Like, oh, I'm on the block. I got the gang mind, all that.
And then rappers get a different... Rappers, they get...
Tend to do that, though.
Yeah, that's
what right. What I'm about to say, though, is different. I'm talking about where you see the come-up DVDs or whatever DVDs yeah. you see back in the day.
What he's saying
and
you're
going
you
off the nigga
MC,
character.
You the MC, but me and Doughboy the one that really be out here in the street extorting yeah. niggas and making it safe for you to walk around with your jewelry on. Because if we wasn't out there doing what we was doing in the streets, everywhere you go, you going to get robbed.
Right.
Because you're not going to do that on yourself. I mean, I've heard that about Jim Jones, but I've also heard the other thing about Jim.
See, when Jim Jones was running with Cam when niggas was young and hungry, he was probably a different type of nigga. Because I did yes. hear them niggas used to get busy on that level yes. back in the day. You understand? Like, I heard them niggas was doing a little bit goony shit. But once you in the spotlight and now you are the fish in the water that the sharks is circling around, but you don't have that same energy.
Do
no
we
more.
Expect for him to, though?
Of course. Because if I guarantee, because this is what the fuck I'm saying. Like, I got a joint. Where I said, you throw me in a room full of wolves, I'm going to walk out in a fur coat. You heard me?
Puff says that. My favorite person.
Real
when
shit.
He say a jungle. He says a jungle.
Yeah, but...
And Puff's funny.
Listen.
Do I have to hit...
A little bit different.
Do I have to hit the... D?
But, yeah. That's
Go
how
hit
I feel.
The for me.
And I don't feel like he the same type of
but,
person.
But, nah, like, back to Love and Hip Hop, what the reason why... I wanted to talk about it is because
get your stretch on.
I feel like a lot of people be sleeping on Love and Hip Hop because it's so fake and it's so scripted. Huh. But New York, the Love and Hip Hop New York is like pretty much the essence of it, like where it started out. And
yeah,
after
all,
yeah, because
yeah.
it really the truth about Love and Hip Hop, it was really supposed to be a show about
Jim Jones
and Chrissy.
Right.
But then Mona, so VH1 will buy into it and actually greenlight it for an actual show. Mona came up with the idea of adding other rappers and bringing in the whole love concept. So then that's how you got the first season. But in the first season, it was the first couple of seasons of Love and Hip Hop was wild. Like Jim Jones' wife beat up Kim Bella. All so it was like a whole bunch of shit was going on. So then Jimmy and Chrissy.
It was interesting to watch.
And I'm about to go watch it again, get reacclimated. But like, they eventually left Jimmy and Chrissy, and then that's when the show started being like,
it got more scripted and more drama.
Because this is what I'm saying, Jim is a character.
Well, his character on the show, his character on the show was
tough guy.
No, it wasn't that he was Mr. Tough. He was crying. He was sensitive shit on
him. With her.
But he was just like,
nah, he was just laid back.
If you watch his interaction,
I think if you see
if you watch his interaction with other people on the motherfucking
that was only
show.
One episode where he had, and that was deserved.
Yeah.
Where he had to go wring that nigga neck. That was some real shit, and yeah. he really did put hands on that nigga. That wasn't like no front. He really did put hands on that nigga. But on the show overall, he be about his family. He be about his kids. It be that show actually made me like Jim. On a different level.
Yeah.
I started to see him. Like, oh, he not like some dusty ass nigga that be running around with the crunchy ass braids. Like, he really a smart ass nigga. Then I started learning, like, yo, he be directing videos. He like a real smart ass nigga. He behind a lot of shit that made Dipset pop. That's why he, for lack of better words, is surviving when Cam is struggling. Definitely.
Cam struggling?
To say the least. Like, what is Cam really doing? Like, didn't he just drop an album this year?
I didn't know he was struggling.
I wouldn't say he's
struggling
financially.
He ain't struggling financially.
Well,
that's the motherfucking motive.
But the thing is...
It's to not struggle, to live comfortably.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Hold on, Bubba. I'm going to let you say this, but I got to just say. If that's the motive, right, and to live comfortably, then why would you still be trying to produce music and tour and do all of these things if you're comfortable? If you're still trying to compete, then I can hold you to the same standards. So by those standards, nah, you dead out here. Like, you dead out here. You coming out with your little shit and nobody's fucking with it. But Jimmy's coming out with shit and everybody's fucking with it and they saying that he's releasing some of the best music ever in his life.
Okay.
I don't know why that's happening.
Who was some people? Because whoever said that.
A lot of people, like, I even believe that. I even believe that. Like, I listened to a lot of Jim Jones, and his last project was better than anything. Like, he's gotten better. Even Fat Joe. Like, listen. Listening to the new Fat Joe album, I was proud of him because he definitely raps better than he's ever rapped.
I guess.
But that shit is whack. That album is whack. But he's actually rapping better. I'm like, oh shit, Fat Joe, he got better.
I've never been a fan of Fat Joe like that.
Me neither.
Fat Joe.
Well, being that we have to pod, or we do this pod, I have to try to have somewhat knowledge of what the fuck we talking about. Or I want to go into the motherfucking knowing what somewhat of what I'm talking about. But yeah, no, that shit was a whole dub. Like,
yeah, but
I'd be trying to give everybody a benefit.
Give you hits though. That nigga got hella number ones.
Yeah, but it's always all the way up.
Get it popping.
What that all the way up shit was stupid to me.
All the way up was a hit record. That was a wonderful record. It was the beat. It was everything.
The beat was hard, but that track.
Everything about All the Way Up.
Nah, I really didn't like it.
Why didn't you like All the Way Up?
It got on my nerves.
Because it just that's what hit records do. Hit records tend to get on your nerves because the radio plays them too much.
Yeah, no, I'm not disputing the dopest track
Jim Jones probably had to be was
Don't Say Ballin'.
That was it. Like that was popping. That was something that I thought was dope. Nah, Jim Jones got mad shit I fucked with back in the day. But it was with other niggas on it. It wasn't just Jim Jones.
My favorite solo Jim Jones song, Emotionless.
That Jim Jones version of whatchamacallit? What's that shit called?
I like his Weatherman shit.
Dear Summer. Jim Jones version of Dear Summer was hard.
I like his Weatherman shit a lot. I like his last album. Yeah. I like his last album. I like Certified Gangsta.
Yeah, I like Certified Gangsta.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think I like it because it's Juelz.
Nah, that's Game on there.
Was it?
Yeah. And I think I liked it because of Game too. Being hurting with you.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like Love & Hip Hop, getting back to its essence. And my favorite part as the Joe Budden stand of the bunch, the whole thing with they alluding to Erica Mena trying to get Joe and Tahiri back together. I'm so around for that one.
No, they toxic as fuck. Yo, that's the one thing I like about Joe, though, man. That nigga, like, he put that his life into his music for real. Like that nigga talk about that domestic violence shit in a way that was wild. Like where I don't know how a nigga go through that shit. Like I'm glad that when me and my shorty was beefing for real, and we like split up, she moved out. Like that was like, you know what I mean? Like that was probably the best thing for any relationship we ever could have had. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause that tension in the house with somebody is real different. It's real different, man. Anytime somebody try, you know, threaten you with a boiling pot of oil, you know you got problems.
I think that I as a personal fan of Joe Budden, I loved him and Sin together, but I certainly love him and Tahiri. Sin Santana, that's the one he had the baby with. Sin Santana, alright, so him and Safari low key Eskimo brothers, because Sin Santana also used to date Erica Mena. Erica Mena was basically cheating on Sin Santana with DJ Envy. So they broke up, whatever. So now Erica Mena is with Safari.
But wasn't Erica and Joe fucking around at one point in time too?
They were. Definitely. That's why I said him and Safari are definitely Eskimo brothers. Like, two ways. So now that's why
I thought that. Like, I thought Erica and Joe was fucking around at one point in time.
That's another thing I gotta give.
Oh, so
Joe Budden and Nick Cannon be fucking the bad bitches first before everybody. Like,
because they catch him before anybody knows.
Like Joe was fucking
Joe
was fucking the Instagram model when they was in King. When they was King magazine models, that's when Joe was fucking all of them bitches. Like, literally all of them. And then he found Tahiri. That's why when I was watching those, I was like, yo, if they get back together, that's so awesome. But then they played that part where she looks Sin right in the face like, yeah, nah, I don't want your nigga. Like, damn it.
But that was then. Who knows?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's coming on, I think, this week or next week. I'm going to be locked in.
They pay him enough to get back together.
Yo, Joe said he getting like 120 to 150 per episode, no matter how long he in it. So there was an episode last season, he was in that bitch for 35 seconds and still got that 120 racks. That's why niggas be like, oh, I don't like Joe because you're fucking hating. That nigga getting money by doing what he like, talking, literally talking. Okay. Two talk shows, a podcast, and he just be talking all day and getting hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's dope.
He wrote the blueprint of this
shit.
That's
dope. I hope we get popping like that, Joe.
That's the goal.
You know what I mean?
That's the motive. That's why I call him the guru, and I be following him, and I be watching what he be doing. Shoot, if we had the bag, my nigga, we would be on a tour right now. Because that shit is a lit idea. You go on a little tour, book out some venues, and you pod live, and you make it interactive with the audience and shit. That shit is some fly shit. And he's like the only podcast that does that shit. And he's actually selling out venues in big ass cities. That's lit. So before we get out of here, do y'all got nothing leak songs or nah?
I actually want to hear some Hov. So the I Will Not Lose shit.
I Will Not Lose?
Yeah.
Well, what's the name of the song, bro?
I think that's the name of it.
Okay. What about you, Bubs?
Well, I got two.
I said one, bro.
Damn. And I said I was going to finesse it. I can't even finesse it because now you're closing the goddamn episode out. So I guess I'm going to do Max B. Off his new album, Goodbye.
I don't know what I Will Not Lose is, dude. That's not the name of the song. That's his phrase.
But I kind of want to discuss Summer Walker, too.
What did you want to say about Summer Walker?
She got a dope song with Chris Brown. And I kind of wanted
to. I heard that song. I heard it. But we don't talk to girls that don't watch their coochie.
She says she does.
She's a liar. She's a toxic lying bitch.
That's harsh. What'd she do to you?
Sure. She doesn't wash her vagina.
Did you see her not wash her vagina?
I see her post a bucket and say that's her wash bucket. Okay. And all of the bottles and it was full with the plastic on, it still ain't been used and open. And then I see her go live and talk about how she don't like taking showers.
She said, to the point, she says she don't like taking showers, but she does take a shower. She doesn't take a shower.
Nigga, that bitch dirty, okay?
You know her?
She stink. You she look like she do. She look do. Stinky. Like, she do. Does. She look like she stink. I agree. Like, well, she ain't gonna get me. So this is...
But her song is actually dope.
It probably is. Most stink girls be making some dope shit. I heard this was the best Jealous album ever to come out. Like, he got a whole studio in his cell.
All you niggas are doja. Come to coke and I'm your broker.
I be having it like so sippin' even Dover. That's what got me the grip and poker. I ain't wearing no fashion over.
Yeah, I don't think so, yo. I fuck with Cam. I ain't gonna lie.
I play the back, but I love the front. You know exactly where we from. Wifey here getting done. Got an A-ball and a butter. Uh-oh, there Cam go. Me and Charlie Rambo. 40 Fanatics, we play Human Commando. We need a Luchini, no Cam, no. Yo, Max, I don't think they understand, no.
Come with us again, brother. Slipping, we getting older. 44 and I'm on stop. Baby, you can cut my shoulder. You know what they said, we're never done. Look out the window with a little bit of a view. They show me the way you can find me.
I'm a god, taking pictures for the soul, stripping souls, foreign cars. I'm out with my bro, out my mind for real. I be in the Uber with a ball. My young bitch dropped out of school, but she do my taxes. I'm on 40 if not in action. Was starving, can't believe they really try feed me with rations. I'm the hottest to come up out Manhattan. The camera's flashing, yeah, the camera's flashing. Dirt gang, we been damn flagging. No talk, we demanding action. Well, fuck what your man be asking. What's the toughest? Them shots went off and you ran the fastest. Vacation in Darren, Florida, they caught up in Tampa lacking. Big a bell when you come home, they gotta bring grand crew back. I just need a location to move it, I can move that. Niggas singing like Drew Hill before we even drew that.
Why would I should give her the over? No one's ever been older. 44 and I'm on stop. Baby, you can cut on my shoulder. We know what they say.
Well, my song is gonna be City of the Map, featuring 50 Cent, Griselda. No, my guys, right now.
Well, I have my song.
I know.
I already had two. So So.
Nigga, you say you had two motherfucking songs again. Say you had two motherfucking songs again, nigga.
So stop coming at me.
I'm gonna come.
My fault this time.
Is the red light on, nigga? Because I don't see it blinking. Oh, it's blinking.
It's blinking.
Oh, man. That's what it is.
Niggas be dead and shit.
Back to a time, man. This
the
shit
fuck
else
happen,
yo? Niggas be dead and shit.
For real.
Yo, Bubba, people die every day, B.
Yeah,
somebody just died today. They done found a dead body in an abandoned building out here. Shit getting real in Bridgeport. Everything to me.
You did all of that.
Cop that right there. Fake love ain't love. Cop that.
You can't cop this. This is original.
That's his fault. God damn it. Look at his face.
Alright. So I guess we're about to wrap this up. What episode is this?
Episode 20. I'm about to get on my Bubba. Get on my Bubba. Get on my Bubba. That's my Bubba.
That's better. That's better than that shit you was doing over there.
Yo, we out of here, y'all.